Welcome to a Well-Built podcast from Biltwell Bank. I'm Don Griffin, Biltwell's Executive for Human Resources, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host. It's our goal to provide yet another resource for our listeners to gain knowledge about current events in banking, to answer some of your most common financial questions, and to connect with our communities in a meaningful way. If you miss an episode, you'll be able to access all the episodes from our archive library available on our website, biltwell.bank, or wherever you download your podcast. So let's get started. Today I have with me Senior Vice President of Mortgage, Bruce Longmire. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back with us. And today, I would assume that we're going to be talking about mortgages. Could I guess right on that one?
Yes, sir. We are.
So rates are still high, speaking in terms of, I guess, a long-term look at that. Why in the world would I buy a home today with interest rates being so high?
We don't need to focus on interest rates. We need to focus on the house. If you find a house that fits your needs, go ahead and buy the house and worry about the rate later. You know, one thing I say, marry the house and date the rate.
Okay.
Because house prices, they're only going to go one way, and that's up.
Yeah.
And when rates start coming down, that means there's going to be a lot of people looking at a particular house. So if you find that perfect house, right bedrooms, right location, right square footage, go ahead and buy the house. When rates start coming down, just refinance the house at that point.
All right. So when in that timeline, when should you refinance?
Well, rule of thumb is when rates drop 1%, 1.25% to 1.5% from where you start, rule of thumb is that's when you refinance.
Okay.
But the problem we're going to see is the folks that have bought houses, they may have a 7, 7.5, some even have an 8% rate. Because I remember closing loans at 8%. They may jump the gun, or you want to jump the gun. You know, if you have a 7% rate and they drop to 6, you immediately want to, hey, let's refinance. And that's going to reduce that payment quite a bit, depending on how much you owe. But what happens if rates go to 5%?
Right.
So if you start at 7 when you bought the house, rates drop to 6, you go ahead and refinance because you might save $300-$500 a month.
Right.
You got to pay the closing costs again.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have fixed costs, appraisal, title work, recording, credit reports, setting escrow back up. Well, what happens when that rate hits 5%? Mm-hmm. Are you going to want to refinance again? Naturally.
Right.
But you have all those closing costs to pay yet again.
Okay.
So watch the market, see what the market's doing, and make sure you're comfortable at the interest rate you're going to refinance at.
Okay.
So even though the rates drop, and they will, but based on everything I've seen, rates are going to start going down mid-year. So don't jump the gun and jump at the first interest rate. Sit back, wait, watch the market, see what's going on.
So are there resources available that would help me figure out that financial decision? In other words, you know, I've got an estimate of my closing costs. I'm going to save 1% or 2%. Is there a way to go through that calculation and figure out when is a good time for me to do that refinance?
Well, I'm going to say the first thing you need to do is call us back.
Okay.
Let us walk you through that.
Okay, and that's something that you guys can do at any time.
Yes,
okay.
And we want to talk to you.
Okay.
So I say call us.
All right.
Because the reason I say call us, in doing that refinance, you may have a little bit of credit card debt. You might have taken out a home equity loan. Well, you may want to include that debt into the refinance.
Okay.
Now, there's calculators out there.
Right.
There's all kinds of mortgage calculators out there on the web. You can look at, go back, pull your closing statement where you bought the house. You're going to have pretty much the same closing costs
as
you did then, depending on the lender. And if you come back to us, if you did your mortgage with us and you come back to us, you're going to have an advantage, basically, okay, calling us back. So there's calculators out there, but call us. Pick the phone up. You can get a live person at Biltwell Bank.
Okay.
That's the thing about Biltwell Bank. When you call Biltwell Bank, you get a live person somewhere in this organization where ABC company down the road, you're going to get a voicemail.
Okay.
So we want to talk to you. So call us. Utilize us.
Okay, great. So when you mentioned adding in other debt that I might have, whether it's a home equity line of credit or credit card debt, how does that work in the refinance process? Let's say I look and we begin that conversation and I can save quite a bit on my interest rate. I've got the closing costs, but I've got other debt. Can you give us just a general overview of how that comes to play?
Yes. And basically how that works is typically when you're paying other debt, you're look at loan to values.
Okay.
But of course we know property values are going up. So if you bought your house at X, 9 months ago, it may be worth Y today, mm-hmm, which gives you borrowing equity that you can take out.
Okay.
And there's different loan products, loan programs that drive the loan to value on how much equity you can take out. But let me step back a minute.
Okay.
Even if you had a house for 10 years and you refinanced it several years ago and you have a 4% rate, mm-hmm, it's fixed at 4%. But you may have a high credit card balance and paying an extremely high interest rate, uh-huh, at what they are today.
Right.
It may benefit you to give up that 4% mortgage and refinance all of it, that mortgage and your credit card debt.
And save money in the long run.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I think, based on everything I've read, we have the highest credit card balances
in
the country that we ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect time. You may give up that 4% mortgage and to get rid of that high credit card and blend them together, and ultimately you're going to save money.
Okay. And again, that's a great conversation to have with your mortgage banker.
Yes, please. Please call us and we will do the work for you and show you, yes, this will work.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it won't work. But if it won't work, we may have other options.
Okay, good.
We may have other options right here at Biltwell Bank to get that interest rate down.
Great. Well, that's good information, Bruce. And thanks for sharing your thoughts with us today. And to our listeners, thank you for sharing a few minutes of your day with us. Stay tuned for our next episode and follow a well-built podcast on builtwell.bank or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Don Griffin for Biltwell Bank. Well-built communities start with well-built banks.